Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. The Boston City Council is considering a proposal from Mayor Michelle Wu to limit demonstrations outside private residences. The measure comes after months of early morning protests outside Wu's house. Some protesters claim the move would be unconstitutional. WBUR's Anthony Brooks looks into the issue.
It's been an almost daily wake-up call for Boston Mayor Michelle Wu outside her two-family home in Roslindale. Protests like this have occurred almost on a daily basis since January. The protesters are upset over a mandate that city workers be vaccinated against COVID-19, as well as vaccine requirements to enter restaurants and some other businesses in Boston. The proposed ordinance would restrict this kind of targeted residential picketing before 9 in the morning and after 9 at night. At a virtual hearing yesterday, many of the protesters denounced the measure as an unconstitutional assault on free speech rights.
This ordinance is directed specifically at us.
This is Padma Scott, who identifies herself as a mother from Boston. Scott calls the vaccines experimental, even though studies show they're effective. And she says the mandates are discriminatory. Scott says protesters are targeting Wu's home because it's the only way they can get the mayor to hear their concerns.
If she would have answered us, we would not have to be there. You do not get to decide when we get to exercise our First Amendment rights. We are sorry about the neighbors. This is not directed at them. We need to be heard. We will not be oppressed.
This ordinance that you have sponsored is an attempt to limit people's free speech and expression for the convenience of your family.
And this is Kate Tisdale of Boston, who addressed her comments directly to Mayor Wu.
It is cowardly of you or any administration to limit hours of free speech simply because you find the speech to be inconvenient.
Mayor Wu insists she supports free speech rights, but she says the ordinance would protect her neighbors who don't deserve to be woken up every morning. Here's Wu speaking recently to WBUR just outside her home.
At some point, when it is specifically intended to disrupt people's sleep, to crush their spirits, it really verges more on harassment than on speech.
Some of Wu's neighbors testified yesterday in support of the restrictions. That included Nina Lev, who said the early morning protests include drumming, whistling, and shouting. Lev calls it an assault on working parents, the elderly, and children, including Mayor Wu's two young sons.
If we go outside the house, we're confronted with the most vicious personal attack signs for the mayor, who is not only our mayor, but a friend, a neighbor, a mother, and a daughter in this neighborhood.
Some public officials have complained that Wu has faced hateful attacks because she is Asian and a woman. City Council President Ed Flynn is the son of former Mayor Ray Flynn. He says his father and the two white male mayors who succeeded him all faced protests at their homes, but they were never as vicious as those directed at Wu.
I think a lot of this has to do with Mayor Wu being a woman and Mayor Wu being a woman of color. And now we have this vicious and extremely aggressive protesting.
Flynn was among at least three city councilors who say they'd support an ordinance that placed reasonable limits on the protests. But Councilor Kendra Lara pushed back, saying, "We don't get to tell our constituents when it's appropriate to protest." Lara says the measure could also make it harder for people of color to mount protests in the future.
The unintended consequences will no doubt disproportionately impact marginalized communities who use civil disobedience and direct action as tactics to help secure civil rights.
The Wu administration argues that the proposed ordinance would be constitutional based on past Supreme Court rulings. Eugene Volokh, a constitutional expert at UCLA Law School, says that's true, as long as the law doesn't discriminate and places limits on all forms of protest.
The government can't discriminate based on topics. So, for example, it can't exclude labor picketing, let's say. But content-neutral restrictions on residential picketing, on targeted picketing of particular homes, are constitutional.
But critics say the proposal isn't politically neutral because Wu filed it specifically to limit protests in front of her house. And if the city council approves it, protesters promise to challenge it in court. The council has yet to schedule a vote on the issue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.